Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a pastor. That will become obvious. My father was a Baptist preacher, so I have suffered much at the hands of Baptist preachers. I say that in defense because I have been accused by my pastor on frequent occasions, just because I happen to be a physician, that the Bible says that there are certain people who have suffered much at the hand of physicians. But lest there be any confusion in your mind, before I begin, I'd like to clarify this title, and that is that as an agent, a narcotic agent in my home state, in addition to other duties, I'm against what this is talking about. I'll offer you a solution as a layman. I would like to offer you at the same time my Christian testimony, because I think it is cogent. I think that it is timely and appropriate for us to speak up for the living Lord as laymen as well as pastors. We have generally accepted as fact that the basic essentials of life are food, shelter, and clothing, and more recently, closer examination of the needs of man have included air and water, and currently many declare that an inherent and basic need of man is medical care. Now, this has been heralded as more than a basic need, as even a right which is every civilized person should be entitled to. But the Bible has a simple formula spoken by Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the Sermon on the Mount in these words from Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Man's search for physical desires so occupies his energy and attention that he is scarcely able to separate needs from desires. And since we with finite minds in a learned age consider ourselves wise and self-sufficient, we get ourselves into trouble. We have the knowledge to solve complicated problems and create a world of our own design. We seek our own strength from within ourselves. This is an exercise in futility which is equivalent to lifting ourselves by our own bootstraps. But the psalmist says, "My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." We remember the words, "Seek and ye shall find, and for everyone that asketh, receiveth." But we forget the context within which this offer is made and the address of our petition and our prayers. In this world, man exists as a total person with specific needs. Man's physical needs must be met if we would properly minister to his spiritual and to his total needs. Man struggles to solve his own problems by his own selfish acts leads to drug abuse, alcoholism, narcotic addiction, blowing one's mind, divorce, prostitution, illegitimacy, venereal disease, riots, juvenile delinquency, and disregard for the law. Disrespect for our parents, violations of the sanctity of marriage, and immoral sex activities are indications of our lack of self-respect and an unhappy existence away from God and all that's righteous and holy. In rebellion, our youth have become hippies and yippies, experimenters with morals and rebels against convention. These symptoms and signs find permanent solution only in the following sequence. First, in the acceptance of the plan of God for salvation to all who will receive it. And second, and most important, making Jesus Christ Lord of our lives. The medium of television, the boob tube, tells us what to buy and when and where. We're encouraged to experiment because we see everyone else is doing it, and especially those in the know. We find a pill for every symptom. No wonder it's natural to rationalize about experimenting with drugs, morals, and concepts. We're encouraged to rebel to sell a product, and we're oversold on being different. Our inconsistency in living leads others to be inconsistent. If parents drink socially, the child says, "Why should they expect me to be different? If I smoke, why should I complain about my son and my daughter doing so at any age?" We hear about the generation gap. I doubt if it truly exists. Instead, we have a memory deficit and a communications error. Understanding ourselves is not our only need. Americans have lots of aches and pains. It's estimated that 18 million people in this country get headaches regularly, and we consume 21 tons of aspirin per day. Not infrequently, we find someone regularly taking pills, like eating popcorn. Recently in this country, we have been observing an increase in the abuse of many drugs, including the amphetamines or bennies, the sleeping pills, the barbiturates, narcotics and marijuana, and other hallucinogenic drugs, including LSD, STP, and now more recently LBJ. Now that's the drug. In Alabama, possession of marijuana, now mind you, possession of marijuana will get you 5 years in jail. But possession of the Lord Jesus Christ will get you life eternal, no matter where you are. Arrests have been made in our state for illegal possession and use of marijuana and other dangerous drugs all over our state. College boys have been convicted and more are awaiting trial. Our work seems never ending. But ever since Adam, man has been offered a choice. Each of us is encouraged to make a wise choice. John Oxenham reminds us, "To every man there openeth a highway and a low, and every man decideth the way his soul shall go." Our sin is the result of a wrong choice, and we are ashamed of our weakness under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Mark Twain commented, "Man is the only animal that blushes or needs to." Here we see guilt and embarrassment and recognition of wrong, for the sinful man meets God, his Creator. This is the one God who made him in his own image, and man hides himself, seeking his own solution to sin by going away from God and compounding his separation from the giver of all good and perfect gifts. Shakespeare said, "I wonder men dare trust themselves with men." Since the first man, Adam, man has not seemed to naturally improve. Today our views and actions may change, but man continues to do what comes naturally, unless God directs him otherwise. Doing what comes naturally may lead to drink or drugs or other devilment. A recent issue of Alabama Alcoholism Review states that alcoholism is a problem because man is. The new stance among some church groups is based on the concept that alcohol is a problem to man because man is a problem to himself. A particular illustration of this came in the section of Congress studying the problem of young alcoholics. Problem drinkers among adolescents are more often problem people, according to their findings. Man's original freedom of choice is still universal. Our basic problem continues to be the wrong choices that we make. Man is confused enough by himself, but with population pressures and all about him charged with tension and uncertainty, he hurriedly searches for relief, for escape, for company, and for something or someone upon which to depend. He becomes obsessed with desires rather than needs. Now, I believe that since man is a rational and a social animal, he is more likely to make the right decision if he knows the truth. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We can find satisfaction of our appetite by partaking of the water and bread of life. We are comforted after a dark night with the coming of the dawn and the light of the world, Jesus Christ. But man's problems can cease with proper care. He simply needs to return to the source of his own life and strength. This can be a nervous and embarrassing situation to meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face if we come with our sin. But we know that freedom is available for the asking, and one has to be willing to be different. One has to be willing, if you please, to be a rebel against the world of the natural or sinful man, to be a friend and a child of God. God created man to please himself, but instead we seek to please ourselves. Some do this through drugs. And drug abuse is as dangerous as a misused gun. Man entertains himself with his own destruction. He plays Russian roulette with himself and his neighbor when he arms himself with an automobile and points it in any direction while the driver is loaded or under the influence of alcohol or any other drug. The dangers of loading the odds against ourselves may be as subtle as Satan, but the results are also as certain and as deadly. The abuse of drugs, including alcohol, is generally considered someone else's problem. But the lingering effects of cold tablets, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, and many other drugs, including certain antibiotic agents, may have similar effects on our inability to operate machinery safely. And I'm talking about automobiles as well. You or I can be a hazard to ourselves and to our neighbors before we know it. Now, I'm talking about the willful misuse of drugs. And certainly the abuse of drugs and narcotics are not limited to the hippies or the college students. This exists in our high schools as well. These problems are not limited to students, but occur in the parents as well. These symptoms of moral laxity are present in every community and church. Did you hear that? I said that they are present in every community and every church. These problems are as current as tomorrow's newscast. Many declared we had no narcotic problem in our fine state until we started looking. Frequently, we're shocked at the problems that are all too universal to be comfortable. Dr. Alan Cohen, a psychologist from California, and speaking on the preventive aspects of drug abuse last November at the American Public Health Association, said, quote, "We must be practical and admit that the question is no longer whether young people will use drugs, rather which drugs and in what frequency and dosage. Our culture is so pill-ridden that the drug taking is a natural result which immediately comes to mind when physical or psychological discomfort is experienced. At present, young people see little difference in trying alcohol or cigarettes versus marijuana or pep pills, save that the latter is more illegal and is more hip in the eyes of their peers." The latest 1968 estimates suggest that up to 70 to 75% of all graduating high school seniors in the metropolitan urban areas, especially those on the east and the west coast, have tried illicit drugs ranging from the barbiturates and stimulants to mild and strong hallucinogens. In addition, the incidence at the junior high school level is skyrocketing, even in rural areas. This does not mean that the majority of our young people are users, but they have experimented with these popular substances, end quote. We are a peculiar people, once described as 100 million guinea pigs. Now we can claim that we are 200 million guinea pigs. We'll try anything once. Trial and error is encouraged by high pressure sales and efficient rational consideration. Man is a rational animal, and he seems to rationalize about everything and adjust his mores to his own liking rather than a righteous standard like Jesus Christ. We have gained approximately 1 year of life expectancy for every two that have passed since the beginning of this century. We are increasingly concerned about our physical health. Now, wouldn't it be a sad commentary if we were to so misuse our gain merely to delay death or to prolong a struggle for a selfish existence. Some are seeking the excitement of stimulants like the amphetamines or sedatives like alcohol and narcotics or the nightmare and mind-changing drugs like marijuana, LSD, LBJ, and STP to fill their vacant lives. The use of drugs to distort time is contrary to science, which is based on constants, and it certainly must be for selfish reasons instead of godly, since God is both timeless and orderly. Ecclesiastes 3:1 reminds us of the order of God's world with a time and a place for everything. God is not a God of disorder or discontent, nor the author of confusion. These are the characteristics of the prince of this world, the devil. The confusion of our personal lives and inconsistency of living is transmitted to our families and communities like an epidemic, growing as it progresses, spreading disaster and disturbing families. And unhappy homes are often broken by divorce and further unhappiness. We generally have about four times as many marriages as divorce. And that sounds pretty good until you start looking at it. But a 1 in 4 chance of a broken home is not good odds when it comes to marriage. When marriages have difficulties, our weaknesses and problems are multiplied, and both parents and children look elsewhere for security by trial, error, and frustration. Little wonder that suicide and murder are among the leading causes of death. In recent years, we have observed homicide and suicide as two of the top 10 causes of death. These are the people who have been identified as dying from these causes, and do not include those who are reported as accidents or some other cause, or some who were just covered up to protect the family because they knew what happened to them, but they said it'll be easier if we call it something else on the death certificate. Age and social status or position in life are no restrictions to the problems we're talking about. It's no restriction in drug abuse. The rich and the impoverished are involved. Cities and rural areas are concerned. The educated mingle with the ignorant and the unlearned. Even Christians are not immune. Narcotic use and drug abuse may occur for various reasons. For some, it's a love of money. For others, it's just for kicks. And some are seeking escape or relief from mental or physical trouble or seeking security. But some even claim to be seeking religion. Some even claim to be seeking God. We read in the Bible of the worship of idols as a factor in the fall of the nation Israel. But today, under our very noses, we have as diabolical a system as the devil ever devised to delude and deceive man, called the Neo-American Church. Religion is being prostituted as the basis of this social movement. The Neo-American Church member attempts to hide behind the religious freedom provisions of the U.S. Constitution to promote his selfish desires. The members blaspheme the name of God by claiming psychedelic drugs as the true host of the church. The reverse side of the membership card has these words, quote, note, psychedelic substances are the true host of the Neo-American Church. It is the religious duty of all members to partake of the sacraments on regular occasions, end quote. They make fun of Christianity by calling their preachers boo-hoos and their leaders of preachers primates. Now, if I didn't make it a monkey out of the preacher, I don't know how you'd do it. You buy a membership for $5. You may become a preacher for a little more. The regular use of marijuana and LSD on Sunday as a worship experience is the primary requirement. Most anything else goes, according to their own Bible. To seek to satiate our souls and blow our minds with marijuana during the week and LSD on Sunday is no solution to sin and doesn't commend us or justify us before a holy and righteous God. This illustrates the depravity of man and the extent to which he will go to abuse even the law and hide behind a lie in an attempt to declare legal that which is unlawful. And such an amoral attitude and disregard for the truth is a blight on our society. But man's extremity is God's opportunity. Thank God for that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is one of love and compassion for the total man. The message from God is one of goodwill to all men, an invitation to relief from burden and care, a way of escape from the penalty of sin, and an ever-present help in time of need. The psalmist reminds us of this when he says, "My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Jesus Christ is ready to offer his strength to all who ask. And God is faithful and just and will answer our sincere desire and request for help. Dependence on self may be disappointing. Dependence on others can be hazardous. Dependence on drugs or things will deceive, fail, and destroy. Dependence on the Creator of this universe and a Heavenly Father who is all-wise, all-powerful, and ever-present cannot fail you nor me. Laws do not change us, but they do establish whether we are right or wrong. We can enforce laws on drug abuse and narcotic addiction and alcoholism from now until Christ comes again, but the only permanent solution is to change the basic cause by erasing the need or desire. Fear of punishment is insufficient and inadequate and temporary. True understanding of the facts of our choice is more productive. To know personally the Creator of this universe and permit Him to control our life is to know the way, the truth, and the life, and have full freedom that we're really looking for. Love is supreme because God is love. But unselfish, unblemished, cleansing, and holy love can only be bestowed by the Father of lights. And Jesus doesn't offer tranquilizers or sedation. He said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Life is activity, not tranquility. God gave Himself as our way of escape and strength, that we might have eternal life and be awakened to a lively hope. All our needs and desires as a child of God are found in Christ Jesus. My needs are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm inspired with the breath of life, pure and undefiled as it was given to Adam. I take of the water of life freely. The bread of life nourishes me. I'm sheltered in the cleft of the rock. I'll be clothed as Jesus promised when He said, "Shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" My wounds are attended by the great physician, the sympathizing Jesus. My path is directed by the way, the truth, and the life. My path is illumined by the light of the world, and my safety is assured by the door and guarded by the shepherd. My future is secure in the righteous judge, and my case is presented by my advocate with the Father. My eternal destiny is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I shall dwell in the rule of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords forever and forever. The Russian cosmonaut said he could not reach God or find Him, and he concluded that He didn't exist. But we know why he failed. Because man cannot approach God with his sin. But my God, who made all creation, is alive and is available. And He also made a way of escape for all who will come believing on the name of the only begotten Son of God, who died on Calvary's cross as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the whole cosmos. John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Christ living in you and in me is the only hope for my community, for my state, for Southern Baptists, for the United States, for the Americas, and is God's plan for the whole world. Praise God.